This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's quite challenging. The wave of Sheikh Othman is up and I'm very laid back a little bit. But that's how Sheikh Othman is. We love him for the sake of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him of benefit to this ummah, Rabbil Alameen. Amen. What is the Arabi word for divine guidance? What is the word? Hidayah? Who said wahy? Ah, al-wahy. The revelation. First of all, when our father Adam, I welcome all of you, and I want to say also Jazakumullah khairan for Jamaat Ahl Hadith, Zakaullah, and Sheikh Shu'aib, and all these brothers who have been so kind and nice to us. May Allah reward them tremendously, Rabbil Alameen. And we are blessed to come all the way from America to be here with you. Jazakumullah khairan for your hospitality. Barakallahu feekum. When Adam alayhi salam was brought down to earth, if you go to the verses, whether in Surah Al-Baqarah or whether in Surah Taha, go down to earth and you shall receive guidance from me that will guide you. Now, whoever follows that guidance, he shall not fear nor grieve. But whoever turns away from this divine guidance, he's going to have a miserable life in this world and the hereafter, like Sheikh Othman explained a minute ago. So this is the divine guidance Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised. And this divine guidance, brothers and sisters in Islam, came throughout the messengers, throughout history, concluding with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The definition of this guidance, according to us here, we say, al-wahyu, imma akhbar, wa imma awamir, al-akhbaru, تستوجب التصديق والأوامر تستوجب التطبيق. If you can memorize those two sentences, I'm good with the lecture. Al-Wahi, the revelation, the divine guidance. Imma akhbar, whether it contains matters of unseen, ghaib. Beginning with the six articles of faith, count them with me, the belief in Allah, angels, books, prophets, day of judgment, and what? And what? Qadr. So these are unseen things that you cannot verify or examine using your senses, but they are told in the revelation. Now, for you to succeed regarding that part, you have to do something called tasdeeq, which is English, they say attestation. Wa huwa aslul iman, is the origin of al-iman. Allah huwa qawlul qalbi, the statement of the heart, which should lead to the action of the heart and the action of the limbs to confirm that. فالوحي, the revelation again, إما أخبار, matters of unseen. طب, what is the second half? وإما أوامر, or commands, do, do not do, pray, do not steal. Awamir. Now, for you to deal with this wahy, divine guidance, the way that can enable you to be successful in this world and to be given Jannah in the hereafter, you must fulfill the attestation when it comes to matters of unseen, and you must comply with the commands when it comes to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But first, the word wahy, when we want to break it down, it is the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So al-wahy is the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But we live at a time, we have a big issue. Even people who went astray, they claim that they follow the Quran and Sunnah. The people who went astray from the Ummah, they say we follow Quran and Sunnah. That is why we insist in that addition. The Quran and Sunnah based on the understanding of Salaf al-Ummah. Not just the Quran and Sunnah, because they claim they follow the Quran and Sunnah. They're actually going to quote hadith for you, but manipulated, taken out of context. It's just there to justify their ways. That is why we insist, especially in a gathering like this, we use the word Salaf al-Ummah. If you end up in a gathering where, you know, if you use the word Salaf, they're going to run away from you. Just say, okay, you know, we follow the Quran and Sunnah based on the understanding of the Sahaba. They're not going to have an issue with that. But a gathering like this, Al-Quran wa Sunnah, bifahm wa amal Salaf al-Ummah. Their understanding and their implementation, brothers and sisters in Islam. هذا هو الوحي. طيب, what do we mean by the tasdeeq? What is tasdeeq? Tasdeeq that you believe without any shadow of doubt anything that you're told, even if your intellect doesn't buy it, doesn't absorb it. And we know chapter 3, Surah Al Imran, verse number 7. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala categorized the revelation to actually have ambiguous revelations. قال تعالى هو الذي أنزل عليك الكتاب منه آيات محكمات هن أم الكتاب وأخر متشابهات. And some of them are not clear to you. So now, what are you going to do regarding the unclear? العلماء يقولون, علماء السلف يقولون, ما علمنا من محكمه عملنا به, وما علمنا من متشابهه آمنا به. Whatever we know from the crystal clear, we act upon it. And whatever we know to be ambiguous, I believe it. كُلٌّ مِنْ عِنْدِ رَبِّنَا. كُلٌّ مِنْ عِنْدِ رَبِّنَا. I'll give you an example of the ambiguous. MashaAllah, Al-Jam'iyya, you know, put me in a Holiday Inn. So last night, amazingly, the ceiling opened and a rocket came down and I went to the moon and I came back. Assalamu alaikum. Are you surprised? You don't believe me, do you? You don't believe me. Look at this. This is exactly how it sounded in Mecca. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam waking up in the morning, I went to Jerusalem, I came back. This is exactly how it sounded. Does it make any sense? Does it? Impossible. We beat the necks of the camels 40 nights to get there. They said that. No way. طيب, you as a believer now, Rasulullah is telling you that I went to Jerusalem last night and I came back. What should you do? أين الصديق? Where is الصديق? Do you know that some of the Muslims actually left Islam because of that story? Some did. So they went to Siddiq. Come on. Your friend claims that he went to Jerusalem and he came back. He asked them one question. Is it part of the wahi or no? Did he say that? That's all what you need to know. Of course, if it is in the Quran, then it's wahi. Whoever belies one letter from the Quran, يخرج من الملة, he goes out of the fold of Islam. The only time you're entitled to ask regarding the authenticity of something, if it is a hadith, outside al-Bukhari or Muslim. Why do we say al-Bukhari or Muslim? Because there is a silent consensus. And if you know what that means. That al-Bukhari wa Muslim are the second most authentic books in existence in the face of this earth. And what do I mean by a silent consensus? That statement that I just made was uttered in front of scholars of this ummah throughout history. No one objected to it. Although we know the human word, Imam al-Bukhari is a human, he could make mistakes. But there is a silent consensus. الشاهد, or the important thing, brothers and sisters in Islam, is attestation. I believe it. في صحيح البخاري من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه. One day, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was actually sitting with some of his companions and he started narrating the following story to them, the following scene to them. And remember, Abu Bakr and Umar were not present. He said, بينما رجل يمشي, while a farmer was walking and taking the rein of his cow. He's taking his cow to the field, to the farm. Somehow, you don't know what happened to him, he decided to ride the cow. He jumped on the back of the cow and ride the cow. So the cow looked at him. ما لهذا خلقت? I was not created to do that. You can ride a mule, you can ride a horse, you can ride a camel, but Allah did not create me to do that. إنما خلقت للزرع. Allah created me to help you cultivate, blow the earth and place the seed. Of course, at the time, telling people a cow spoke was, of course, right now, you know, we live at a time, you guys watch these cartoons where the cat speaks, the dog speaks. So when you tell, you know, a cow spoke, it's not strange to you. But at the time, it was very strange. Ya Rasul Allah, O Messenger of Allah, a baqaratun takallam, a cow speaks. Look at this. The Prophet ﷺ looks at them and he says, Ana u'minu bidhalik, ana wa Abu Bakr wa Umar. We believe that one day this will happen. Hada huwa at-tasdiq. Why do we say that, ya ikhwa? Why? Because there are some texts in the Quran and in the Sunnah, your intellect may not absorb it. So you need to believe it. I still remember these days, you know, when we're imaming in America, and this brother would come and whisper in your ear, Sheikh, there is a hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari about drinking the urine of camels, Sheikh. What is that, Sheikh? He's shying away from it. Yes, there is an authentic hadith from Bukhari that you can do that. If you're sick and if you want to do it, it's a cure. Or the hadith about the fly, you know, if the fly dips the wing, then dip the other wing, right? Yeah. Don't tell that to non-Muslims, that's disgrace. What do you mean disgrace? That's a wahi. فَهَذَا هُوَ التَّصْدِيق. That you believe without any shadow of doubt, brothers and sisters in Islam. But again, the big difference between Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Salaf al Ummah, and the people who adopted beliefs of later individuals like Abu Mansur al-Maturidi or Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari rahimahullah, although we know that he reverted to Madhab Ahmad ibn Hanbal at the end of his life, but they don't say that. They say Iman is only tasdiq. That's it. That you have attestation. And jazakallahu khayran, if you can one time say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, so that we know that you're a Muslim, so we can eat your meat, you know, dhabiha, and we marry your daughter or something. La. التصديق هو أصل الإيمان. The attestation is the origin. But out of this must come out the action of the heart. Look at this scenario, beautiful scenario here. Man, there is a God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has angels. He revealed books. He created me. One day I'm going to die. There will be a day of judgment. And then there's going to be Jannah or hell. Imagine you believe in this without any shadow of doubt. That should produce what? Produce action. Okay, I want to go to Jannah. Then you start what? Acting. Okay, I'm going to intend to work. I'm going to go and say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad. I'm going to pray 5 times a day so that I can get to Jannah. So that I can avert and save myself from hell, brothers and sisters in Islam. فالتصديق must be followed with the actions of the hearts that would include sincerity, intention, reliance, tawakkul, hope, love, fear, all of these acts of the heart. And from that also stems out the actions of the rest of the limbs. هذا هو الوحي. And what should you do with it? When it comes to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّمَا كَانَ قَوْلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. The believers, when they are called to whatever Allah and His Messenger commands them to do, ليحكم بينهم أن يقولوا what? سمعنا وأطعنا. The slogan of servitude, brothers and sisters in Islam. سمعنا وأطعنا. In principle, by the way, you may not be able to fulfill all the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is الوحي. Now, what this has to do with the subject of hope, the central theme of our one-day conference. If you do that, brothers and sisters in Islam, you will achieve the goal. In more than one place in the Quran, namely in Surah Ghafir, Surah Fussilat, and Surah Al-Ahqaf, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا فَلَا I'm going to go with الأحقاف فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Brothers and sisters in Islam, you and me live 3 moments. A moment that passed, present moment, and a future moment, a moment to come. Shall I say this again? You and me are living three moments. A moment that you lived already, a present moment, and a future moment. Now, you're supposed to be happy presently. What disturbs that? What disturbs your happiness presently? Grieving over the past, worrying about the future. Shall I say this again? Present moment, you're supposed to be happy. So instead of being happy, you're consumed in the past. Why did this happen to me? Why did this happen to me? That is not fair. And all these complaints about things that already happened. Allah ordained it upon you. Or you're afraid of tomorrow. Will I keep my wealth? Will I stay rich? Will I stay powerful? Afraid of tomorrow, brothers and sisters in Islam. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Those who received the wahi and applied attestation and compliance, لا خوف عليهم, they shall not fear the future, ولا هم يحزنون, and they shall not grieve over the past. Why? Because of that. Because of al-wahy. Because of al-wahy. How? The past. Things happened for a wisdom. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, والحديث أخرجه الإمام مسلم من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه, استعن بالله ولا تعجزن. Always seek the help of Allah and do not give up. فإذا أصابك شيء, when something wrong happens to you, according to you by the way, فلا تقل, do not say, لو أني فعلت كذا وكذا, would I have done that? This would not have happened. Should we say that? Would I have, if I would have, لو, don't say لو. Why? It will open the gates of shaitan. You start questioning Allah's wisdom. But instead, what should you say? ولكن قل, what should you say? قدر الله وما شاء فعل. Allah ordained this upon me. Alhamdulillah. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? خلاص. I'm going to accept the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we do not grieve, brothers and sisters in Islam. في سنن أبي داود, I love this hadith. We know Ubadah ibn Samit radiyallahu anhu, al-Ansari. He used to have a son, his name is al-Walid. Al-Walid was out of town. Ubadah, of course, radiyallahu anhu, is living in Medina. And he was going through the agonies of death. He was dying. The word reached his son al-Walid that your father is dying. He got on his horse and he traveled with speed back to Medina. As soon as he entered the room where his father is laying down, surrounded by some of his companions, As-salamu alayka ya abati, As-salamu alayka ya abati, As-salamu alayka ya abati, I came running back in order to hear a final nasiha from you. I just want to hear a final word from you. And please make it the best. Make it the best. Ubadah radiallahu anhu, despite his agonies, he actually asked the people sitting next to him, أقعدوني, help me sit down. And he looked at his son and he said, Ya Bunayya, my son, innaka lan tudrika haqiqat al-iman. That's one wording. Innaka lan tadhuq ta'am al-iman. That is two. Two wordings. There are three. Innaka lan tudrik haqiqat al-iman billah. Those are three. And by the way, if you put them together, they complement one another. Basically, you will never be able to attain true faith unless hatta tu'mina, you believe without any shadow of doubt, the following: anna ma asabaka lam yakun liyukhti'aka wa anna ma akhta'aka lam yakun liyusibak. Whatever befall you, whatever hit you, whatever inflict you, was not to miss you. And whatever Allah saved you from was not to come near you. Shufi ikhwa, the beauty of that generation. The beauty. This is a humongous statement. They always reference it. They always give a reference. A sahabi will not say something like that without a reference. Ubadah radiyallahu anhu carried on saying, فَإِنِّي سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ. I heard the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْقَلَمُ. The first thing Allah created was the pen. ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ اكْتُبْ. Allah commanded the pen to write. The pen said, أَكْتُبُ مَاذَا يَا رَبِّي أُكْتُبْ مَا هُوَ كَائِنٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Everything which unfold will unfold until the day of judgment. That's written. Why do you cry for it? هذا هو. طيب. What about tomorrow? Why are we worried about tomorrow? Tomorrow you don't have. Brothers and sisters in Islam, even we're supposed to say insha'Allah when we talk about tomorrow, not because hoping it's not going to happen or something, no, because tomorrow is owned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The time, the place, you, and whatever you're aspiring to have is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why, brothers and sisters in Islam, those who attest to the ghaib of this wahy, and those who comply, adhere to the commands in this wahy, they shall not grieve over the past, nor shall they fear regarding the future. I love the context in Surah Fussilat. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا. يقول ابن عباس كما أخرج ابن جرير الطبري بسند صحيح وابن أبي حاتم. ابن عباس said, angels will descend upon them when? At the time of death and when they are raised up for reckoning on the day of judgment. Twice. عند الموت وعند البعث. هكذا قال ابن عباس. Angels will descend upon you, assuring you, don't grieve for your kids. Don't grieve for whatever you're leaving behind. And we want to give you the glad tidings of what to come. You did good with your life. The wahy was your way of life. The revelation, you attested, you believed in the unseen. You didn't have to see Allah to believe. You didn't have to see the angels to believe. You didn't have to see Rasulullah to accept him as your messenger. You did that. You fulfilled the commands. You prayed five times a day. You worked hard to stay from the unlawful.
You did good. Abshir. Abshir. Glad tiding. Brothers and sisters in Islam. That is why the person would actually love to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uttered that statement in front of Aisha radiallahu anha, من أحب لقاء الله أحب الله لقاءه. Whoever loves to meet Allah, Allah will love to meet him. Aisha said, O Messenger of Allah, وأينا لا يكره الموت. Who amongst us doesn't hate death? He said, no, that is not, ya Aisha, no. The believer, when he is about to die, angels will come to give him glad tidings that he did good with his life, and what to come will be good for him, Jannah. At this time, the individual would love actually to die and go meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The soul will come out of the body easy. Even when they carry him to the cemetery, كما في حديث أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه, إذا حملت الجنازة على أكتاف الرجال فإن كان صالحا قال قدموني. Let me go. Let me go. This is the hope, brothers and sisters in Islam, that we have in this wahy, in this divine revelation. I want to share with you something personal. I married a Christian woman before she accepts Islam. For me, it's really a risk. And subhanAllah, when we're asked about the ruling on that, I say it's very risky, because the problem is when this marriage doesn't work, the kids normally are the price that you have to pay. Because the society doesn't protect the religion, and normally they would favor the women over you, especially if you are immigrants. And subhanAllah, some of you may not know that Imam Malik has actually a very interesting opinion regarding that. He said, you're only allowed to marry a kitabiyya in a Muslim land. Imam Malik has an opinion of that nature because of that reason. But, you know, I tried. And I'll never forget this. I asked her to read the Quran one time. Just read it. I'm going to give it to you and read it. Take your time. Take your time and read it. And by the way, reading the Quran without comprehending the sciences of the Quran, ulum al-Quran, is not very productive. Without knowing the seerah, the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, without knowing asbabul nuzul, the ahadith which explains some of the verses. You know, it helps out when you have a good command of these ulum. But for, you know, someone who is not even a Muslim reading the Quran firsthand, after she finished the Quran, I asked her, what did you find in it? It was amazing because of that word written by the door. Look behind you. What is the word? Hope. That is the word she told me. Hope. You cannot imagine how much I was moved. Hope. This book gives you hope. And it's true, so true, you know. Whatever life you're having, whether it is, alhamdulillah, she's a Muslim, alhamdulillah. She wakes me up for tahajjud sometimes. I want to tell you that. So that's what we have, brothers and sisters in Islam. In closing, I want to leave you with this. We live in a very depressed societies. I'm sure England is no different than America. In America, there is a study that says out of 10 Americans, 7 reported depression. The highest sold medication in America is antidepressant. People are depressed. Regardless, by the way, of them having the biggest cars, the biggest houses, but they are still unhappy. Because the right substance for the soul is not given. Like your body needs nourishment, also your soul needs nourishment. And that's what they are missing, brothers and sisters in Islam. One of the scholars said the psychotherapy can be summed up in the Quran in one verse. One verse. You know what that verse is? الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. Those who believe and their hearts find serenity, solace, tranquility, peace in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, this is the right nourishment. I want to conclude my talk and my presentation, and I believe the conference, they are waiting for you. They are waiting for you. They want you to help them. They are wanting you to help them. But how can you help them if you're still skeptical about it yourself, if you're still questioning it yourself? Embrace, brothers and sisters in Islam, this wahi, this divine revelation wholeheartedly, and make it part of your life so you can transcend it, you can pass it on to others. And remember this, if Allah guides through you, one soul is better than the entire world, brothers and sisters in Islam. I love you all for the sake of Allah. جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك والحمد لله رب العالمين.